Welcome to Great Photography, a podcast all about the creative side of photography. This is Daniel Sig. In today's episode, I want to talk about minimalism. In today's episode, I want to share some of my thoughts on minimalism in photography and how we can possibly apply some of these concepts. I love minimalism. Minimalism as an art form, minimalist design, and also minimalist architecture. When I was younger, I studied the works of Ludwig Mies van der Rohe and other architects and still own some minimalist furniture from the Bauhaus area. Minimalist design has been highly influenced by Japanese traditional design and architecture, and I personally always loved the Japanese design aesthetic. But I also became interested in minimalism as a lifestyle or philosophy, although I can't say that I'm truly practicing it. Using minimalism as a lifestyle term is probably a more recent development. Proponents of this lifestyle say that it is all about living with less, less financial burden and less unnecessary expenses, and more about experiences. I've been trying to apply some minimalist approaches to my photography and thought it could be fun to share some of my experiences and thoughts on that topic. So to start out, let's talk about minimalism in photography as it relates to our gear. Minimalism means different things to different people. For example, in photography, it could mean to apply minimalism to the photography gear itself versus the art of photography. And we'll talk about that as well. For my own journey, I started to consciously limit my lens choices to a 50 millimeter focal length in full frame equivalent. This meant I would only bring one camera and one lens, so the 50 millimeter lens, to my photography outings. Of course, with a few exceptions here and there. So why is it useful to limit the gear? Aside from obvious economical reasons to own less, I think the spirit of limiting gear, at least to me, is simplification and peace of mind. In an ideal world, I would just go out and photograph without thinking about the gear for a second. In reality, I still do think about it, at least two things at the moment: camera body and film stock, as I'm mostly photographing with film these days. If I shoot digital, it's just camera body for the most part. So once I'm out photographing and I did not have a choice anymore, this felt clearly liberating to me. In the field, so to say, which could be on the street or in the landscape, my only decisions are the visual story with primarily composition and then some basic exposure settings to worry about. With that, I also decided to not work with filters, although I used to work with photography filters quite a bit. I think there are a host of reasons why gear limitation can be useful. In fact, one of the very first episodes of Create Photography was with Hashim, and we talked about why gear limitation may actually be very liberating. So I encourage you to check that out as well. So here are some points that are actually inspired by a blog post by street photographer Eric Kim. It specifically deals with, again, limiting your gear choices for your photography. So using one focal length only lets you really learn that focal length. And if you're smarter than me and really you only use one lens, you will really learn this lens very well. There is the issue of analysis paralysis and photographer's block or creative block. I find myself often wondering which lenses to bring and overanalyze the gear I was going to bring to an outing or a trip. And the result for me was that I would often bring way too much gear and often did not use the extra stuff I would bring. Using one focal length makes you see the subjects with that focal length. And bringing one lens camera is lighter and easier than bringing more, of course, very obvious. And really, not having a choice can paradoxically be freeing. I found this to be very much the case. And if you have the extra dollars, perhaps consider spending it on experience, so maybe a road trip versus this next lens that you want so badly. So does one lens make you a better photographer? Not necessarily, but it might. So why 50mm? I think that's just working for my style, and it doesn't really matter which focal length you are particularly interested in if you are trying to pursue this type of an approach. This is actually not the first time that I explored a more minimalist single lens approach. A couple of years ago, I went on a two-week Europe trip. I am from Switzerland originally and was visiting my family as well, but we had the chance to travel around a little bit. And I consciously decided to only bring a 35mm full-frame equivalent prime lens with me. And this was actually a truly great experience. At times I kind of felt like maybe it is limiting me a little bit, and it would be great to have this, 200mm focal length for this particular shot. But overall, this worked actually great. And when I look at these photographs, I recently looked at them, I was actually very happy with the results. So are there or were there times when I wished I had wider or longer focal length? Of course, lenses, after all, are very powerful tools for overall creative image control. And very often, lenses are much less discussed and reviewed than the light boxes, the cameras, the sensors, or the film stocks, which is kind of interesting as well. So for me, the 50mm works really well, but of course, it is not always ideal. If it wasn't, I found myself working the composition and experimenting until I found something that worked. More often than not, this may result in not taking the shot, which sometimes is okay as well. What about other gear limitations? Of course, the obvious one that I don't strictly adhere to all the time is the film medium for me personally. Some might argue that this is not a limitation but a complication, and some people say, even shooting film may not make sense for them. And they might have a point. Aside from the obvious cost, the use of film is limited by film stock and ISO speed and the overall workflow. But then the limitation choice of ISO and film stock forces us photographers to be more deliberate with our approach. I used to use and still own a lot of gear, digital camera bodies, many lenses, including specialized ones, strobes, light modifiers, and other things. I mostly use this for my professional work, but for my personal work, I used to travel with three full-frame zoom lenses, two bodies, and a variety of filters, and a big tripod. And while there are no regrets, and I did indeed use all of those lenses, there is, again, a truly liberating aspect of traveling with only one lens and one camera body. As mentioned, there are economical advantages of pursuing a minimalistic lifestyle and also pursuing minimalism in photography. So less gear is less expense, and you can spend that money on experiences as opposed to gear, as mentioned previously. In order to work towards using and owning only essential gear, I have been reviewing, listing all the photography gear I own, actually, and have been proactively selling what I no longer consider essential. Now, let's talk about minimalism in the art of photography. As mentioned, I love minimalism as an art form or art style as well. Whether this is minimalist design, sculptures, paintings, or photographs. And certainly there can be an overlap between a minimalist design aesthetic and a minimalist lifestyle. With regards to minimalistic aesthetic in my own work, I always strive for simplifying my compositions. So to wrap up, here's some final thoughts. Of course, the lens camera is ultimately just a tool. But to me, it's important to love my tool, to take care of it, and to also use it regularly. And it has to be easy and intuitive and fun to use. Ultimately, every photographer has to decide individually what tool or tools work best for their creative vision. Again, I think minimalism in photography is a very fun thing to pursue. It is a very interesting creative thing to pursue as well. Also, stylistically, I didn't go deep on that topic. But I encourage you to, you know, check out some other photographers who do. So I will try to link in the show notes to some photographers that I think have a great minimalist style that you might find interesting. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and this kind of digression and excursion in minimalism. And as always, appreciate you listening to this. And if you have any thoughts or comments, please leave them in the show notes section on the website. I always love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you next time.